Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I started off the show and I said, Happy Mandela Day, being the 18th of July. And I'm not sure if you're doing anything to honor the legacy of Madiba or not, but I will tell you that the Urology Hospital in Pretoria, in association with African Synergy Health, for the week of starting from the 15th of July until tomorrow, the 19th of July, have been performing life-saving surgeries using cutting-edge robotic surgery, and that is for in honor of the legacy of Madiba. So I have Dr. Viola Morolo, who is a urologist at Urology Hospital. We have had Dr. Morolo on the show before. Wonderful. Welcome back. And thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Morolo.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Nikki. It's lovely to be back again. And good afternoon to your listeners as well.
You know, I love having people like you on the show because there are many people who don't know what you're doing, and yet there are so many recipients in this exact moment who are having life-changing surgery. We know that, I mean, we had a show not so long ago just looking at the backlog of, you know, surgery and oncology in Gauteng and other provinces around the country. I think in Gauteng, there's something like 38,000 patients who are on a surgery waiting list. So to be doing what you're doing, helping prostate cancer warriors, is phenomenal. So perhaps you can just tell us a little bit more about this Mandela Day initiative.
So the Mandela, it's not a day for us, but it started off with a day. It's a Mandela Week surgical marathon. And as you mentioned, we're doing it in collaboration with Urology Hospital. Specifically at Urology Hospital, we are conducting robotic-assisted radical prostatectomy, which are operations which are done on patients with prostate cancer using high-tech equipment and technique in terms of the surgeons themselves. And ASH, which is conducting these procedures in collaboration with the Urology Hospital, our vision is to have zero patients on elective surgical waiting lists. And it's a privilege and a pleasure to have partners like Urology Hospital to partner with us so that we can achieve our vision.
So you are a part of African Synergy Health.
I'm a part of African Synergy Health, but in addition, I'm a urologist at Urology Hospital.
Fantastic. Just tell us a little bit about African Synergy Health, if you don't mind.
African Synergy Health is an NPO, and the word synergy in our name says it all, which means our combined contribution is greater than the sum of our individual contribution. And we synergize the public and private health resources in order to perform surgical marathons that are then aligned to realizing our vision. And our vision is to have zero patients on elective surgical waiting lists in public hospitals. We're starting in urology because I'm a urologist and in South Africa. But backlogs or surgical waiting lists are a surgical problem in all the surgical disciplines. So we'll extend to the other surgical disciplines and also to the other African countries beyond South Africa. But essentially, that is our mission, to have zero patients on elective surgical lists by conducting surgical marathons. And in those marathons, we conduct extensive procedures from the radical prostatectomy to other procedures on the kidney and stones. And we had our inaugural marathon in 2023, which was in honor of Nelson Mandela. So instead of doing such 67 minutes, we intended to conduct 67 procedures. That was last year in Gauteng. And we ended up reaching 62 procedures. And six of those included robotic-assisted radical prostatectomies, which were conducted at the Urology Hospital. So this year in 2024, in the ASH Mandela Week Surgical Marathon 2024 edition, we then extended to the Eastern Cape because the National Department of Health requested that with the success of 2023, we should then extend to another underprivileged province. So we then went to the Eastern Cape, and last week again, and the target again was 60, 7 in the Eastern Cape, 67 in Gauteng. And last week we were in the Eastern Cape and we managed to surpass that target. We conducted 93 procedures on public patients. And this side in Gauteng, we started on the 5th actually in Gauteng, and then we continued again this past Monday on the from the 15th to the 19th. And we've already conducted 54 procedures, including 5 robotic-assisted radical prostatectomy at the urology hospital. So we are going to reach our target because this stats does not include today and tomorrow. So we are going to reach our 67 target in Gauteng. We've already surpassed it in the Eastern Cape. And it is a privilege, as I mentioned, to have partners like Urology Hospital, because without them, we can have a vision, but we need partners that can help us realize that vision.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Dr. Morola, that is just phenomenal. Amazing. So you talk about, I love surgical marathon. You talk about you have these goals. So how many surgeons, so let's talk specifically about what's happening at the Urology Hospital in Pretoria. How many surgeons are involved and what would get in the way of reaching your target?
So we've got 6 robotic surgeons involved, and I'd like to mention them because these are doctors that are actually putting aside their time that could be used to earn a healthy income in that time, and rather using that time to actually serve public patients through ASH. And on Monday, we had Dr. Kutsia, who performed a robotic radical prostatectomy. Then we had Dr. Stradom. And then on Tuesday, we had Dr. Fana Merva. And then also on Tuesday, it was Dr. Lichtdalem. And then yesterday, we were working again with Dr. Stradom. And then today, it was Dr. Buzat. And then tomorrow is Dr. Ijani. So we're basically going to do 7 procedures. We did 2 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, 1 on Wednesday, 1 today, and then 1 tomorrow.
Just amazing. And I know that robotic surgery, it's a costly surgery, and it requires lots of, I mean, you have to have a well-trained, as you say, a surgeon who's trained in the robotic surgery. Is it longer? Is it shorter than normal surgery?
Absolutely. You mentioned what the barriers are. I just want to just also weigh in on that. The yes. barriers, essentially, you can have the surgeons, you can have the anesthetist, because that's another component. Anesthetist, you have to put the patients to sleep. And you can have the hospital, for example, Urology Hospital. But another thing you need is the consumables and the equipment. So it also, we've been working with partners as well, medical technology partners that provide us with these consumables. So conducting 1 robotic radical prostatectomy is a whole synergy of a whole team of companies that come together, each putting in their bit. And your current question, sorry, I've now forgotten what you said.
No, because as you say, I did want to know what the barriers were to not reaching the targets. And then I said,
and the cost, you were talking about the cost.
I know that it is costly. And then is it, can you fit in more if it's the robotic surgery as opposed to the normal surgery in terms of time?
So the cost is actually the big limiting factor as well. So to conduct 1 robotic radical prostatectomy on a patient, all in all, it costs 270,000 per patient. And this includes the hospital cost, the surgeon cost, the anesthetist cost, and the consumables as well. So it's quite a costly procedure. It's more than a quarter of a million. And in terms of the time, robotic radical prostatectomy is a minimally invasive procedure, which means we use small cuts to access the prostate, and we have instruments that are then manned by the robot. The surgeon mans the robot through a console. And because of the access and the visibility and the technique that is used, the time that it takes is a lot quicker. Most of the surgeons take on average 1 hour to 1.5 hours, 2 hours at maximum. This is also because the surgeons themselves are quite experienced and, have got quite advanced techniques that has developed with time. Most of them have got more than 10 years, some of them up to 20 years experience in the field. So we're not talking about junior surgeons. We're talking about quite experienced surgeons. So that considered, the time is about 1 hour and an hour and a half to around 2 hours. But now, if you juxtapose that with a normal way of doing the radical prostatectomy, which is the old-fashioned way, doing an open way, we do a big opening, and then we access the prostate with that opening, And then, of course, there's risk of bleeding, pain, longer, you know, recovery time. The time that it takes to do that open procedure, on average, it takes about 3 to 5 hours. So if it works out smoothly, 3 hours, but conventionally, it can take up to 5 hours. So you can see the difference in terms of the time that it takes, and that time that it takes translates into recovery and lesser complications, because something that takes long in operation also has got higher complications. And then, of course, the added benefits that it's minimally invasive. You don't have big cuts. The pain is less. The blood loss is less. The visibility is more. And the patient recovery is much, much shorter.
Yeah, I mean, the robotic surgery seems to be the way to go. Dr. Morola, we're going to take a quick break. Please stay with us. We're going to be back in a few moments.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, we are thrilled to let you know that our casino evening fundraiser is back by popular demand. And this event promises an evening of fun and entertainment. And of course, the chance to try your luck at various casino games. And it's all in support of the DL Link. So you will be playing for a purpose. So booking a table not only supports this incredible cause, but also provides your guests with a unique way to unwind and network in a vibrant atmosphere. Additionally, all amounts donated before on the evening qualify for a Section 18A tax certificate. So it ensures that your contribution is tax deductible. Now, space is limited and tables are booked out really quickly. So we encourage you to secure your booking soon. So play for purpose. It's happening on the 22nd of August. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's going to be at the Galleria, and that's 10 Eastern Service Road in Eastgate. So you can have a corporate table and you'll be given, so for 18,000 Rand for the corporate table, it includes drinks, 500 chips per player and corporate branding on top of that. But otherwise, general access will be 900 Rand and that includes 500 chips per person. So book it 22 August. So just go to the DL Link website and all the details will be there. I have Dr. Viola Morola, who's a urologist at Urology Hospital. We're talking about this. It was a Mandela Day, but it's a Mandela Week initiative, but it's been happening around not the entire country, but the Eastern Cape, in Gauteng, and now in Pretoria, offering surgery to those who have been waiting for long periods to have surgery. We know that prostate cancer is the most diagnosed in South African men. It's the fifth leading cause of death globally, and Black African men often present at more advanced stages. It has surged by 60% in the past 15 years, and there is a high risk of mortality rates without timely treatment. So what is happening in conjunction with African Synergy Health and Urology Hospital is pretty phenomenal. So Dr. Morola, you still have today and you still have tomorrow to go. The question is, how do you select who? I mean, as I was saying, there's this huge list of people who want the surgery. How do you select who can go for the surgery?
Okay, thank you, Nikki. The starting point is that the patients have to be on waiting list in government hospitals. And then we get guidance from the doctors that are working in those hospitals as to which patients have been waiting on the longest on the waiting list, or maybe not necessarily waiting the longest, but our priority. Because as you can imagine, cancers are not the same. If you compare prostate cancer with kidney cancer, they are both cancers, but then prostate cancer takes significantly much longer to progress as opposed to a patient with kidney cancer. So a patient with kidney cancer who's possibly been waiting for a week is more urgent than a patient with prostate cancer who's possibly been waiting for about a month. So it's about the waiting, you know, patients on the waiting list in government hospitals, and also the prioritizing in terms of, you know, the urgency of whatever disease they have. But we get guidance from the doctors working in the different respective hospitals that we operate. I just also want to draw in on your previous lecture, Lerato, just to highlight that she was talking about, she's a survivor of colon cancer. And it's amazing how all these cancers are interconnected. Colorectal cancer is actually one of the risk factors for getting prostate cancer. and addition breast cancer. So once a patient has got breast cancer or colorectal cancer as a female, you also are a risk, you present that risk factor to your male children, you know, for prostate cancer. So I just also wanted to link up the two. It was a great interview that you had, and it just reminded me that, you know, all these cancers, most, some of them are interlinked.
Thank you for that, Dr. Morula. So are you saying, so just be aware of in your family who has the types of cancer, obviously go for regular checkups.
Absolutely. So most of the people with prostate cancer, they will report that, you know what, my family had prostate cancer, and that's the reason, you know, my father or brother or uncle had prostate cancer, and that's the reason why I'm coming for screening. But all too often, we're not aware that other cancers are also a risk factor. Like I mentioned, prostate, colorectal cancer. And mostly also what's forgotten is the risk factor on the maternal side. So your father may not have prostate cancer, but your mother may have breast cancer, and your mother may have had colorectal cancer. And so you as a male are then at risk of prostate cancer because of your maternal risk factors of breast cancer or colorectal cancer. So it's just important for your audience to also be aware of it. And remember, when we do these procedures, like we're now talking about the robotic radical assisted prostatectomies that we're conducting at Urology Hospital, ideally, the patients who are eligible for these operations are those that have got localized disease, which means a disease that was caught before it spread. Now, those are the patients that actually come while they don't have symptoms, while we're screening. And so it's important for patients with those risk factors to present themselves to urologists so that they can be screened appropriately, so that if the prostate cancer is found, it's found in time so that we can cure it by doing procedures like the robotic procedures or other procedures. But not all patients qualify for these procedures. If it has already spread, unfortunately, the role is now then to decrease the progression and not necessarily cure you.
Thank you, Dr. Viola, and so Dr. Morolo, and thank you so much for explaining it and the amazing work that you're doing, but also highlighting the importance of knowing the risk factors with family members who have had cancer, going for regular checkups. We always focus on early detection. So that has been highlighted. And we do hope that you reach your target by the end of tomorrow. I think that you, African Synergy Health, the Urology Hospital, and all of those surgeons involved are doing a remarkable, remarkable job at, changing people's lives, hopefully, please God, in the best possible way. And thank you so much. And thank you for your time. We do really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nikki. It's a pleasure to talk to your audience, and I look forward to having more chats with you in the future. You're welcome to let me know if you'd like more information. And for those who want more information about what we're doing, they're welcome to visit our website on www.africanwithanncynergyhealth.com.
Wonderful. Dr. Morolo, thank you so much, and hope it all goes well for the rest of today and tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dr. Viola Morolo, who is a urologist at Urology Hospital, talking about this surgical marathon that's taking place at Urology Hospital as we speak. These incredible surgeons with years and years of experience, and they're using for some robotic-assisted surgery. I can't pronounce the name, but just that there are people right now who have been on waiting lists, and now they have an opportunity to have these life-changing surgeries. So it's warms the heart. And that is, as I said, for Nelson Mandela Day. What a show. As always, inspired by human beings who do more than is expected of them, human beings who are in service, whatever service means to you. And being in service can sometimes just mean when you go to a shop and you give a wonderful, warm, welcoming smile to the teller. And I want to tell you that when I go to the shops, most people do. Most people are smiling and greeting and making someone else feel special. And that's what it is to be human. And I like to, in a world that seems to be going a little crazy, I like to focus on that. So I thank you for tuning in. It is always a privilege and always a delight. From me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care and goodbye.